And this his final vision in this section, at least. The horses that had appeared in vision one, the colored horses, reappear. I always loved horses when I was a kid and never got one for my birthday. But the horses appear again. And this time, though, they're pulling chariots. They're not going through the earth scouting as in the first vision, but now they are setting off on a military campaign, symbolized, of course, by the chariots. They emerge from between a pair of bronze mountains, which is to represent the gate of heaven, and they go forth from God's presence to be his agents of justice in the world. A chariot in ancient times was a fearsome weapon in battle. Men who were simply on foot could easily be destroyed. And so comes God's chariots. Their mission is to overthrow the foreign nations that have oppressed Israel. And the prophets told that they represent the four winds of heaven, which, again, are always symbolic of the invisible but sovereign work of God in history. And the events of history aren't random. That's the message we are to understand. They are moving inescapably toward the fulfillment of God's purpose in the world. What happens on a given day, whatever makes the news cycle, is not by accident or circumstance or by even the choice of some executive in an office, but it is the work of God to accomplish his purpose in the world. The vision shifts, and now Zechariah sees a deputation that has come from the Jewish community that had remained in Babylon. Not all of the Jews returned home. Three representatives come, and they bring with them gifts that are probably intended as a contribution toward the building of the temple. And Zechariah is commanded to take some of the silver and the gold and to make a crown for Joshua the high priest. And with another crown, he is to crown the prince, the man whose name is the branch, the governor Zerubbabel that we saw in previous chapters. Both men were to have a share in the government of God's people. And of course, this symbolic act foreshadows the coming of the Messiah, who takes and combines the offices of king and priest in himself, and is, as the text will say, a priest on his throne. Both of those visions look forward to a future day when all of the world's nations will be brought at last under divine rule. And like the gifts of the Magi who came to see the infant Jesus, the gifts of these three men, otherwise unknown to us, symbolize the even greater gift of God to the world. This is, in fact, one of the most clear and complete pictures of Christ that we find in the whole of the Old Testament. So let's read together. I'll read, you listen. Zechariah chapter 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. Again I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of bronze. The first chariot had red horses, and the second black horses. The third white horses, and the fourth chariot dappled horses, all of them strong. Then I answered and said to the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel answered and said to me, "These are going out to the four winds of heaven, after presenting themselves before the Lord of all the earth. The chariot with the black horses goes toward the north country. The white ones go after them, and the dappled ones go toward the south country." When the strong horses came out, they were impatient to go and patrol the earth. And he said, "Go, patrol the earth." So they patrolled the earth. Then he cried to me, "Behold, those who go toward the north country have set my spirit at rest in the north country." And the word of the Lord came to me, "Take from the exiles Heldig, Tobiah, Tobijah, Jedidiah, who have arrived from Babylon, and go the same day to the house of Josiah the son of Zephaniah. Take from them silver and gold, and make a crown, and set it on the head of Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, for he shall branch out from his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. It is he who shall build the temple of the Lord and shall bear royal honor and shall sit and rule on his throne. And there shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be in the temple of the Lord as a reminder to Helam, Tobijah, Jediah, Jedidiah, and Hen, the son of Zephaniah. And those who are far off shall come and help to build the temple of the Lord. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and this shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Thus far, the reading of God's word.